Hare Krishna. On the articles, you'll find His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj's lecture today. And some substance of the lecture was to avoid offending Vaishnavas, to appreciate Vaishnava service, and how by working in a cooperative spirit together, Vaishnavas can attain the grace of the Lord. And the context here is Lord Shiva's song to Lord Vishnu as he taught it to the Prachetas. And both Lord Shiva and Lord Vishnu were very satisfied with the Prachetas, because here were these brothers who had such a common, strong attitude of united service. They lived together, they served together, they prayed together, they worshiped together, they did things together, and they didn't argue, they didn't quarrel amongst themselves. And that was very pleasing. In fact, this is maybe the first such this instruction in Srimad Bhagavatam about how the Lord is pleased when Vaishnavas are united in their service, and when they don't quarrel or fight amongst themselves. And then Maharaj was speaking very eloquently on this topic. He gave this one example, for instance, because what's the obstacle to working together? That we see the differences that we have amongst each other. And no doubt there are so many differences. Just to speak of starting off with our appearance, and then our own natures. And then, of course, there are different flaws that we may see in each other, and we allow those flaws to be the determining factor whether we want to serve with someone, work with someone, live with someone, marry someone. He gave this very nice example. He gave the example of monsoon season. That in the monsoon season, everyone just takes it for granted that it's going to rain. No one complains, so why is Krishna creating rain? Why is it raining now? This is not a good idea, because without rain, then how can there be any water that will actually provide all year round the irrigation and sustenance that all kinds of agricultural endeavors require? And everyone does what? Instead of complaining about the fact that it's raining, everyone just makes preparations. They accept that it's going to rain, and they make preparations. You check that your roof is solid, you got your umbrellas together, you have your boots, you have everything else, build a canal around your house so that the water doesn't flow in. You make preparations, and you live with it. Same thing. In Kali Yuga, what else can we expect? That is an ocean of bad qualities. So we're all, unfortunately, cursed with so many bad qualities. So why make an issue of that? Why make an issue of a monsoon? That's there. Instead, we need to do the way Srila Prabhupada would do. We can just imagine how many things Srila Prabhupada saw in us. And yet still, what did he do? Prabhupada just fanned every little spark of devotion that he saw in his devotees, whether it was their attachment to prasadam, whether it was just something that they saw the disciples doing right, and he encouraged. And by encouraging, devotees became enthusiastic for devotional service, and by devotional service, inauspicious things within the heart become purified, one becomes elevated, and all of the other major faults, they also gradually disappear. And therefore, better make preparation, better psychologically prepare ourselves. We accept the fact that we have shortcomings, others have shortcomings, and not let those shortcomings or the flaws that we see within another Vaishnav be the cause or the reason why we hesitate to work together or cooperate together, which Srila Prabhupada in his last days emphasized to us as being a real sign of loving him. Saying that we love Prabhupada is one thing, as Jesus Christ would say, many call out my name, but who are really those who serve me and worship me. In the same way, the real symptom of our loving Srila Prabhupada, and as we discussed in one of our GBC meetings, of pleasing Krishna is by working together. Because if we cooperate with each other, it means that we're actually cooperating with Krishna. We're cooperating with Srila Prabhupada. And obviously, if we don't cooperate with Krishna, then we're not getting anywhere in Krishna consciousness and spiritual life. So it's this emphasis, it's this preparation, it's this psychological adjustment. Now, we're not complaining about the rainy season. Yes, we don't complain that devotees have defects. What's new? Let's get on with life and actually learn how to see the good in the way that Srila Prabhupada did, encourage the good in each other, and in that way please Krishna. Because when Krishna becomes pleased, then he blesses us. He blesses us to really advance in Krishna consciousness and to become faultless. I remember even back in the UK, but even when I came to Hungary, I was encouraging devotees to read certain basic books on good leadership and management, encouraging the leaders. And one of these is a series called The 1 Minute Manager. And they're short books and on different topics or different themes. And one of the themes was is that always catch someone doing something right. In other words, that an employer should catch his employee doing something right and commend them just for 1 minute. And then, even though there may be so many other things that need shoring up and that need correction, but the relationship isn't constantly one of trying to correct someone. And then it looks like, well, he's always on my case. But no, he's also catching me do the right thing. And it's a good principle. It's a principle we can apply either in leadership, in terms of taking care of, in terms of raising our children, in our interpersonal relationships, whatever that we have. And when we learn this art of really cooperating together to spread Krishna consciousness, which is the real essence of this Krishna consciousness movement. That's what ISKCON is really all about. Yes, of course, certainly we have our philosophy and we know that Krishna is God and we have our scriptures and chanting Hare Krishna and so on. But how is this meant to be done? We see that there are many institutions that many devotees who believe in Krishna, who chant Hare Krishna, who very well know Srimad Bhagavatam, but, and as was the case with Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's institution, but when this party interest, when this inability to work together manifests and everyone's got to go their own way and do it their own way, then everything falls apart and it displeases Krishna. In Srila Prabhupada's words, one becomes actually useless if one does not work together and cooperate in that way. So it's a very good meditation for the day. Radhanath Maharaj really described this nicely, and you can hear some other points that he's also making. And we need to also certainly very seriously consider that if we're going to make our Krishna consciousness movement a real success, it's not going to be determined. That success is not going to be determined by the number of buildings that we have, by the number of books that we distribute. It's going to be determined by how the members of the Krishna consciousness movement are staying together. And despite whatever shortcomings they may have and see in each other, how they work together to make the Krishna consciousness movement a real success and stay together and show this example of togetherness, something that you see in modern society. It doesn't work. Why have we got so many countries in this world? There was only one country at one time because people can't stay together. Why is it that so many different ethnic groups want to have their own area? People don't know how to work this principle of unity in diversity. Why is it that children want to live separate from their parents, have their own way of life? Why can't families stay together? Everyone wants it their own way. But we want to show this principle of unity and harmony and working together. If we can do that, then it becomes a real tool for being blessed by the Lord. Hare Krishna.